This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So actually, we're up to Sif Ches, Simon Dalet, Sif Ches. Netilas Yadayim Shachris, Ein Neitlin Na Gabi Karki. You shouldn't, when you wash Negvas in the morning, you shouldn't throw the water on the ground. El Lateich Kli, rather you should throw it into a Kli. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Vafiu Agabi Kisamim Asa, even to throw it on sort of straw and stubble is Asa. Good morning. Okay, so says the Siman Dalet Sif Ches. You shouldn't throw all the water of Netilas Yadayim onto the ground, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu agabi ksamim asa, even to throw them on sort of straw or stubble is not allowed. But they should ruach ra shira aleihem, because there's ruach ra on this water, and therefore you should dispose of it properly. V'tov she'aniach shnei kelim mirashosov echod mali ve'echod reikon, and therefore one should try and keep one keli next to your bed in a keli, like in a bowl, ready to go when you wake up in the morning. So if you look interesting in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Dirshu notes, number 29, what if you've got water from the Tilas Yodayim, which has been spilled onto the ground, because of B'Shalit Shuvah, Salmas Chayim, Shafirim, Lo Nisha Mehem, Al Pnei HaKarka, K'shir Tefeach, Hamas Latviach. Even if you've got a little bit of water, it's sort of mostly sort of sunken into the ground, but you've got a bit of water there, Mikol Mokim Yesh Bam Ruach Ra, they've still got ruach ra on this water on the ground, and it could cause damage. On the other hand, writes, once it's sort of sunk into the ground, then there's no problem. As if it was never there. To be mevatel them, the Ben Ish Chai says, that you need to just pour some water over the water that's spilled on the ground, and that gets rid of it. The Shlomo Zalman, he brings over here, says, that it's you don't actually have to pour water on it. You can actually just dry it up. Take a towel and dry it, and that gets rid of the ruach ra. Well, what about if you've got, say, for example, someone did it, and he poured Netilas Yadayim, he washed Negavas, and you've got a pool of water on the ground there. So he says, what with davening or learning opposite that water is a bit of a problem. He says, V'likre v'levorech k'neged me Netilas Yadayim shel Shachris, the Shari Tshuva says, Sheminig ha-charedim edvar Hashem is shalei limud k'negdom. So it's quite a serious thing. One should try and avoid learning opposite water, which has not been sunken into the ground, but which is just collected there. Sif Tes, Mayim shal Netilas Yadayim, Shachris osa lehonas mehem. You can't get benefit from it. V'lo yishpechei b'bayis. You shouldn't pour it in the house. V'lo b'mokum sh'ovrim sh'om b'nei odom. It's dangerous, and therefore you shouldn't put it where people are going to pass by. There's the Mishnah Berurah al-Kain, lo yitnei lifnei behemtoi. You shouldn't give it to your animals to drink, because they could get damaged from it. But rather, you put it on a slope that it would just run away. Nowadays, you've got sinks, and it's a different story. Just a couple of additional footnotes. Number 30, the little yod of al kir sheyesh. What about we're doing the Tilas Yadayim in a sink, and there's plates and things that you haven't yet washed up? So is there any problem with that? So he says, he brings up Shlomo Zalman, who says it's mutal chatchila. There's no problem. Why? Because you're going to wash them afterwards, and that gets rid of whatever water was on there. So that's not a problem. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that you only need to do it once. You don't have to wash them three times or anything. Just regular washing up would get rid of any water that you spilled on it from the Tzidus Adayin. In footnote 31, he says, he quotes the Derech Chaim, she'ezeh mishum issa hanna, elamachmas chashas sakana shal ruach ra. The problem here, it's not danger, but it's a problem of ruach ra. And therefore, the Be'alacha says, the mitam zeh in maim elu chashuvim kemuksa b'shabbos. Water that you've used from Netilas Yadayim, and it's collected, it's not, hasn't got a din of muksa on Shabbos, and therefore mutar l'taltanon. Okay, 34. Have we done that yet? No, okay, yud. Halacha yud. Noitel kli shel maim b'yad yimino. So what is the procedure? You take the keli in your right hand, for noisna liyad smol, so you pick up the kli in the right hand, you fill it up with water, you put it into your left hand, and then you pour on the right, and it says right, left, right, left, right, left. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah. We always do yamin goes first because chesed overpowers din. The gam be'ite al din and bossi yamin da alma. Even the left-handed person would do it that way around, that he does his right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand. Yudalf. Loi yitol nimishle notol yadu shachris. Very interesting halacha. You don't wash the tilasubayim from someone who hasn't washed his hands. In other words, let's say someone wants to pour the water on for you. Are you allowed to do that? So someone who hasn't himself washed the tilasubayim is not allowed to do it for you. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Rotzolema lishpech aloi al yadov for him to pour on your hands. Av lahovi lo mayim mutzah to bring you the water. That's okay. But the actual pouring should be done by you or by someone who's already washed the tilasubayim. Kemishal v'tinel achila. However, when it comes to eating. Rishai little Mishnah not yet. Then you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to. Put someone who hasn't yet washed his tzedayim for eating is allowed to pour his water on you. Says the Mishnah. Says the Dirshu note number 34. Uvatam hadov v'kosav amogen Avraham b'shem azor shekin kosav. It says in the pasuk in Bamidbar v'hiza hatohav al hatomi. Lefizek kosav v'leiv chaim the chaim palagi. He says in the Kafah Chaim shelo yitel. Yodov minochri shil tomi leilam afshelshayich beruach ra. So therefore, a non-Jewish person should not be pouring into the sudaim negel vasa on you in the morning. Meidach, the Eish Avram argues and says, no. Sorech shemechivin shenochri em ruach ra harunech shav katorid in the tzedan shachris. It's machleik is regarding nochri. Let's look at 35. The tamachilah kasev aprima godin. Why is there a chiluk for the tzedan sudaim for negel vasa and for washing? So says the Prima Godim, Shenatila Sudaim Lachila Bala Tesefis Kudusha. When you wash Natila Sudaim for bread, that's giving you a higher level of Kudusha. Valken Yochalithal Mamishle Notaliad of Lachila. And therefore, you're allowed to have your hands washed by someone who has not yet washed their hands. Vafilim Tesam Shakras Bala Havi Rachra. Lochenish Bahak Bedafka Mamishle Notaliad. But Natila Sudaim, Negalas in the morning, is going to be from someone who that's taking away Rachra. And therefore, people are makrit. To only have someone pour water on your hands if they've already washed negel vasa. What about little yod of la'achila midei nochri? What about a non-Jewish person washing your hands for netilas sadaim for bread or indeed a nida? So he says the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's mutter. Mishmar says the chatchila one should try and avoid it, but the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter. Okay, that is yud aleph yud beis. Imshich sheikh yod of lutzeich klisha mayim. What if you just submerge your hands into a bowl of water? Is that enough? So also, it's enough for you to be able to say Krishma and tefillah. It's not enough for the ruach ra to remove the ruach ra. If you just sink your hands into a bowl of water, that won't help. If you do that into water that's changed three times, then there's the suffix. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, the Kriyash Ma'al HaTfilah, V'yuchal L'varech HaMatzilah Sudayim, then you're allowed to make the Brochim Tifsan, Dominim B'kiyah, V'rochot Tzimimenu V'lebesochot. B'kiyah, it says, you've got to wash from it and not in it. Haba'alma, i.e., but if it's not in the base of Migdosh, then it would be besochot, that would be okay. Aval lahavi ruach ra, but to get rid of a ruach ra, boy, iru gil pa'am dafka. You need three pourings, dafka three. V'shichshuch b'kliyah, filu me'e pa'am lechoshev al'echot. And just submerging your hands, even repeatedly, is not going to be enough. It's only one time. Because as soon as you put your hands in, you've made them the mayim tamei, they're not going to help you. That's why there's a sofik if the water has been changed each time. Then maybe you don't need the water to be poured on your hands. Therefore, maybe this is sufficient. Or you actually have to have the water poured on you, and therefore this is not enough. Because of our prima godin, the lefizer, if you sink your hands into a river three times, you've got a level of snow on the ground, and you just sort of thrust your hands into the snow in three different places, it will not help you. It won't help you to be able to daven, but it won't help you to remove the ruach ra. For yuchel levarich on the tilas yadayim, and you will be able to say on the tilas yadayim a bracha because you're able to daven. Avos sofik in mahani lahavi ruach ra, but it's unclear whether it will be enough to remove the ruach ra. For ulai deboin and lezeh iru mikli, because maybe you need iru mikli. The haaretz is chayim levush esrad posku de benahar v'chem esheleg mimikva mahani af lahavi ruach ra. The haaretz is chayim says it does help. To remove the ruach ra, if you put your hands in a river or in snow, but if you aim by even if it hasn't got a bottom saw, but ein shom oid baratizachaim. Okay, I will loy sif katzim chafav. Okay, Yireh little palm shenis came mikli afilu achatzilis. This is a sofik. If you haven't done it, then the best thing to do is even after davening, you could do it properly with the keli three times. Yud gimel. Im hoya neir kol halayla, famous halacha. If a person has been awake the entire night, what do you do about metilas yodayim? Yesh lihistapik im tzorech little yodav shachris lispalel ulahavi ruach rom yodav. There's a sofik whether you need to now wash your hands to get to prepare yourself for davening and to remove the ruach ra. The yitlim below bracha says the Rambam, and therefore you do natila without a bracha. Now, what's the sofik? We know it all depends back on the machlekas, the Rashba and the Rosh that we started off the siman with. The Rashba says you're bria chadasha. The Rosh says it's to get rid of the tumah that's on your hands that's touched parts of the body when you sleep, because inevitably you touch parts of the body which are normally covered. So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im yoshin b'miktsasa, if a person slept a little bit, Moshe, you've been on a plane the whole night, or you wake up in the morning, you're not sure if she slept or not. You couldn't sleep. So it says, if you went to bed and you're not sure if you slept enough, then for sure you wash until this time in the morning. So long as you went into bed, because it's inevitable you've touched parts of the body which are normally covered. But if you were mamash shenas arai, it was shuas night, and you put your head down in the back of shul for a few minutes, or you're on a plane and you're not sure if you've even slept, then laharosh, according to the rosh which I mentioned just now, dinner bezeki loshen klal. It's as if you haven't slept at all, and therefore this is sofik. Chafches ulispalo velahabe. Dahinu the tefillah yesh sofik in our tam shemetilat tadaim shachris kharashba. Maybe the reason is like the rashba. Le'el b'mishnah berurah you've gotten aleph. V'imkei, i.e. if you're a bria chadasha, you're a new creation. V'imkei, af al gav dahash le'nas bria chadasha. You now haven't become a new creation because you didn't go to bed. Lo plug rabbon, v'tzorech natila. But yet, Chazal made that lo plug, and therefore they made the requirement to make a natila even if you didn't sleep. Oishem ikatam karosham. Maybe the reason is like the rosh. You touched a part of the body which is normally covered. But if you're up all night, then that's not a concern. Ubenea, and if you were awake, so that's the sofik. And to get rid of the ruach ra, which was the third reason you said, that when you go to bed or at night time, a ruach ra descends on you, then there's a sofik. In ba'alma hashena goyim ruach ra, is pshat that you sleep and that's what caused the ruach ra, or is it just that at night time it descends upon you? That's the sofik. If it's to do with sleep, then if you have a shluf in the afternoon, in the daytime, sorry, little yadav, then you need to wash your hands when you wake up. But ne'er belayla ain't sorry, little yadav. And if you were awake the whole night, then you don't need to, because you didn't sleep. So that's all. These are all the sfeikas. Etc. So yitlim. So what do we do? So the Rambam says, err on the side of caution. Wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha. The yitlim. What's the lema? Says the Mishnah Berurah Chafkes. Sholish pa'amim machmas sofik. You wash your hands three times because of this doubt. And so to the next two sifim, below bracha. Now, this is a bit contentious. There are some people who argue with this final ruling of the Ramah, that you do need to make a bracha. And there are those who agree with him. Now, all of this, if you haven't been to the bathroom, but if you go to the bathroom, then haskamas achrenim duvazet tzarech l'tiyad v'varech. Then everyone agrees you should make a bracha. So that's what we advise people on Shavuos night. You've been up all night, you've been exposed to this sofik, go to the bathroom before Shacharis, and then l'kulam, you need to wash into the bracha. That's what a person should do, if you're awake the whole night. You're going b'leil Shavuos, yaset tzarchov, you go to the bathroom before Shacharis, you go to the toilet in shafshet, she also the kula alma, you sort of touch a part of the body which is normally covered, and then also the kula alma is chayv levarich. Then according to everyone, you would make a bracha to be varich on the side of asher yotze. That's the etzah to do for Shavuos night, or if you happen to be awake all night. According to the maskonis, go to the bathroom and then you wash into the side with a bracha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.